So we all have aspirations, right? We have visualizations of where we want to be in our life. And that's really important. You need to have that vision, that goal, that clear, specific, and measurable goal of where you want to go. However, there's also the current reality, I guess, of where you are. And quite often there's a disparity between where you are and where you want to be. So it creates this gap. Well, I see it in my mind. I'm feeling it. Awesome. But I'm here. And sometimes that gap can seem pretty far, pretty wide. And you start to think, oh, it's impossible. How am I going to do that? And so everyone experiences this gap when it comes to goals and aspirations and the vision that you hold for your life. Everyone has to have this two-sided perspective. Actually, not everybody does. Some people who only live in the visualization sometimes can trick themselves into feeling like they've already arrived, because that's actually a piece of advice. See it as if it's already happened. I remember years ago, I was at this Jack Canfield workshop. It was 2008, a very transformative year for Pookie and me. And it was like a Q&A section. This woman stood up and she said, I have this issue with visualizing the end result, because she goes, you know, I'm focusing on my health. And in my mind, I see myself as a supermodel and I'm real thin. If I'm already there, I feel like I can eat whatever I want. And so if she's already arrived, it really cracked Jack up. But basically she was saying, yeah, if I've already arrived there, I've already done all the work. If you're only living there, that can be the case where you're not taking the actions or focusing on the behaviors to get you there. So that doesn't help. And then there are people that don't really have a vision for their life and they're just living, I like to refer to it as they're stuck in the muck of what is. And so their current reality, maybe their money's scarce, their health is in a certain situation, their relationship's in disarray. And so they're just going, this is my reality, this is my existence. Then they kind of get into a mode of accepting it, right? And not really having a vision that's pulling them forward. So there are people that live on one end or focus on one end of that equation or the other. And I think it can do you a disservice if you're living in one end or the other. So I like this balanced approach. It's really worked for me, being able to have that clear vision, what you want, and then noticing the contrast between that vision and where your life is now, being aware of where you are. It's a gap. And so it causes friction. And how you respond to that friction makes all the difference in the world, because people generally like to take the path of least resistance. And so if that gap seems too wide, it's too frustrating, I don't know how I'm going to get there. One response to that gap is I'm just going to give up. I just don't have what it takes. I don't have the money. I don't have the connections. And so you sort of stop trying. And that doesn't serve you. I noticed these gaps my entire life. I mean, I had visions of being an author for many years, and it took me quite a while to get there. I had visions of being self-employed, and I had been for much of my life. When I was younger and I didn't have a lot of responsibilities, I was just eking by. Then when I was married for a brief period, had my daughter separated and all that, I had responsibilities for my child, so I couldn't just eke. So I had to take on jobs and, you know, and focus more on financial stability. So I had to take on regular jobs, real jobs, day jobs. But I always knew that I wanted to be self-employed, but it was a gap. Man, I'm here. I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I held this vision for that life. And so with the way that I responded, and I think people who make things happen in their lives, they respond to that by taking steps to close the gap. You relieve the tension, not by giving up, but by moving closer to the result that you want. And then as you take those baby steps toward it, the gap gets shorter and shorter. You see, I'm making progress. You celebrate the victories and milestones that you reach along the way. And then your goal becomes, man, I'm so close. I just got to keep on going, because I'm going to close this. I'm almost there. I can see it, you know, right in the horizon. And so that's the way I respond to these gaps. Do you think of yourself as a creative entrepreneur or a heart-centered business person? Perhaps you're a musician, author, artist, or performer. Or maybe you're a coach, teacher, or energy worker. Or you just have an inspired message you want to share with more people. If this describes you, I invite you to join the Magnetize Your Tribe community. This is where you'll learn how to attract perfect, soul-aligned fans and paying customers without feeling spammy, boastful, or overwhelmed. I'll share the principles that allowed me to grow my YouTube channel to hundreds of thousands of subscribers, and the lessons I've learned from publishing 16 books, attracting a sizable online following, and being self-employed for the past 20 years. Just visit bobbakerinspiration.com/heart. And it's free to join. That's bobbakerinspiration.com/HEART.